Do you have a dream inside of you of being someone you aren't or doing something you're not? Do you want to be a singer, songwriter, dancer, actor, business owner, successful woman, successful man, have a baby, get married? Whatever it is that you're dreaming inside and you maybe think you can't accomplish, this podcast today is going to help you change your mind. Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show.
Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
Pop the glampain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Thank you so much for listening into the Julie Tussey Show today. I am so excited to be here with you. Some wonderful things are coming up for the month of September and October and November. But before we get to that, I am actually, by the time you hear this, we'll have another granddaughter. Our first one born this summer, she's only 7 weeks old. And now here comes our little baby Jenkins coming. Very, very excited about that. So I'll have been traveling and back doing my glamma-ing, and we'll have pictures on that. Listen, I got the most amazing news yesterday, Gary and I did. We were eating in Cheddar's, and shout out to Cheddar's in Lexington, Kentucky. Man, their food is fantastic. Really, really good. You all know I'm into health and fitness, but every once in a while, you got to have a really good fried chicken dinner, and that's what my husband had, and it was great. Want to give a shout out to them. Such great service. Our waitress, Kendra, she actually lives here in our same city, we found out. Just loved her. Amazing, amazing service. So if you get a chance, you're in the Lexington area, go visit Cheddar's. And it was just wonderful. The manager was amazing. Everything was really, really good. And yes, I did stay on program. Yes, I did. I stayed on my lifestyle fitness program I've created for myself. So while we're sitting in Cheddar's, we got a phone call. And I almost fell off my chair. It was something else. Here in Kentucky, there is a place called Renfro Valley. It is like the country music epic center of the whole state. Maybe the entire world. Maybe the entire world. They just have the most awesome performances. They put on like weekly shows, things like that. And they have a radio station called, get this, the Renfro Valley Gathering Radio Show. And what it is an hour show where you go in and do music and kind of tell your story and just do an interview. So they asked Gary and I to come. I'm so excited. So it is actually a worldwide radio station, a worldwide following. Huge, huge promotion and blessing for our music. So we're going there. Gary and I are going there on September the 12th. I'm sure that we're going to do everything humanly possible to put that very interview into a podcast format. I promise you, because y'all are my number one. You're my number one. So I wanted to tell you about some exciting things coming up on the Julie Tussey Show. We have some amazing guests that are lined up to come on the Julie Tussey Show. By the time you hear this, she'll already have been on, but I just interviewed the awesome Catherine Weigel. You all may not have heard of her yet, but you're going to. She and her husband started a podcast called We Only Look Thin. And what that is they both lost 100 pounds. And you talk about a really good interview. Encouraging. This woman is so encouraging and so funny. Look for that. That is that's coming out any day now. So if you didn't hear it, go back and hear it. And then I have another really, really neat lady. She is actually on Instagram. She's an Instagram sensation in her her handle. What is that? I guess her name on Instagram is called The Power of Doing WW. So it's The Power of Doing _WW. And she is coming on. She was just interviewed and did a full page story with the Weight Watcher magazine. And she's a Weight Watcher leader, but she has made it her own. I'm telling you, she has made her weight loss journey with Weight Watchers her own, and she has lost 145 pounds. But not only did she do that, and this is part of the reason I'm interested in having her come and talk to us, is she went a step further and she made her body look like, oh my gosh, just beautiful. And she became a weight trainer and a bodybuilder, but not super extreme. And she has her, she actually does some Instagram TV or her story where she'll talk to you about things. And I love that one. I love that. I'm going to be doing more of that. So look for her again. That's The Power of Doing _WW. Go look for her. She's going to be on the podcast too. We're in the middle of scheduling right now, and I am so excited about some of the guests that are coming. Now, the other guests coming, you are going to want to make sure you hear this, but none other than my amazing friend and a woman I love dearly, admire, look up to, emulate, Chamaine Nugent. Yes, she's married to Ted Nugent, that wild, crazy Michigan man, but she is just a force to be reckoned with and a power all of her own. And she is constantly, constantly getting out her message of living a happy, healthy life. And we're so much alike in that. I love her message. I love her dedication to helping people. So she has started a new program called Power Hour Royal, and I'm going to let her talk to you about that. And I think she has something else in the works too. And so we're going to find out what she's doing. When you are done listening to this woman, she's a lot like me. She says she's on a mission from God to share health and fitness and happiness. And when you hear Chamaine, you are going to be so glad that you invested 30 minutes to listen to her, because it's going to change your life. So that's coming up on the podcast. Now, on another side of that, I wanted to talk to you about an amazing opportunity for you. What is going on is I have had it in my heart for a while to begin a women's event across the country, okay? So we're starting in my little town, Richmond, Kentucky, and we are having something called Julie Tussey's Victress Women's Luncheon. Victress Women's Luncheon. I struggled and struggled choosing a name for this because I wanted it to be right. It's going on a t-shirt in sparkles. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be big. It's going to be big, my peoples. It's going to be big. So I went through, of course, the dictionary, and I found out that the meaning of the word victress is a woman who is victorious. Yes. It sounds like an 1800s thing. I love it. So we're going to go with it. We're also doing an acronym for the word fierce, FYI, and wait till you hear that, and we're going to have t-shirts. So for the Victress Women's Luncheon, what we are doing is we are having a fashion show. I'm having my girlfriend come in that is actually a public speaker and a motivational speaker. She's going to speak for about 20 minutes, half hour. And then I have another friend coming from Nashville that she, oh, what a testimony she has. She literally was electrocuted as she was nursing and lost her health completely. And she's believed God and got healed. amazing story, and she's in real estate. She's a strong businesswoman. She's going to come and speak to us for about 20 minutes. And then I get to talk to you for a while. So it's so exciting. We're having a catered meal. We are having a jewelry show. I have actually been working with Gina. You all know Gina, my personal assistant. We have been working for weeks on a merchandise line for the Julie Tussie Show. And I am so excited about it. That is going to be released and revealed October the 20th here in Richmond, Kentucky at the Victress Women's Luncheon. Oh, it's going to be so fun. And did I tell you I got a DJ? We're getting a DJ to come in, and we are going to have so much fun that I told Gina, I said, I should do some Zoolander at the very end of the fashion show, but then I have to speak, so who knows what could happen. It's just like the Julie Tussie Show. You never want to miss it because you don't know what could possibly happen. So for more information about that and to keep up and be in the know for the Julie Tussie Show and all the wild and wonderful things we're going to do for women, you need to go to facebook.com/ The Julie Tussie Show and follow us and like our page. And we'll make sure that you know, because we want you to come. I've got women already coming. I got, my BFF's coming from Michigan. She actually was a backup singer for me when I first started out, and I got to open for the Newsboys in Detroit, and so we put together a band real fast for that, and her name is Mimi, or Marilyn. She's Marilyn, and I love her so much. She's a fireball. You know, I am surrounded by fireballs. I am, and it's so good, because when I get down, I can reach out, and I think it's so important. I think it's so very important that you be everything that you want to be, and that you find out what you were created to do and what you were created to be, and you be that. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about today. I wanted to talk about a subject called Fear Not and Only Believe. Gary and I had built a house in, I think it was 2007, and we put our life savings in this house. We had just bought a brand new Lincoln Town Car. We put our life savings in this $300,000 house, which was pretty high back then. And we barely got moved into that house, and the economy tanked. And you all know we're in construction. We have Tussie Homes, Inc. Shout out right now, because they're our sponsor. If you're looking for a house in Richmond, we design them, we build them, they're beautiful. Look us up online and give us a shout. But so we were still in the home building business when that happened, and it tanked. And I am telling you, at that time, our company was bringing in at least $25,000 a month. So building a $300,000 house seemed quite reasonable. And we went from $25,000 a month to just like turning off a faucet. We went down to no income. I mean, to buy a gallon of milk, which was $4 then, was horrible. We couldn't even drive across the parking lot. We couldn't even afford the gas. So we did get, you know, side work here and there, but we ended up knowing we were going to lose that house. So we're laying in this brand new house, my dream house, beautiful, beautiful home. And we had moved up from Kentucky to go to Michigan to help my family. We have one of our family members that has dealt with drug addiction, and it was a lot for my parents. So that was part of the reason that we moved up there. While we were up there, we started doing really well in business. So we just went ahead and built a house. I'm always torn between Kentucky and Michigan because my family was there, right? So we're up there doing that, and we build this house. We're laying in bed. Cannot afford milk, cannot do anything. And someday I'll do a podcast about how God did what he did for us in that. It takes a while, so I will do a whole podcast just about that. But the miracles of God and how far he will go to help you to fulfill your dreams is amazing. And you know, there's an awesome scripture that I love, and it says, if I make my bed in hell, he is there with me. that scripture has given me so much comfort. Not that necessarily we choose to make our bed in hell, because most of the time we would not do that. But there are times in life when you feel like you are in hell and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, honey, I'm here to tell you, he is there with you. And he was there with us through this. So we're laying in bed that night in this terrible, terrible predicament. You know, it's a horrible thing to not know how you're going to feed your children. There was no state aid, no medical coverage, no nothing. The state was just about defunct, I believe, because we couldn't get any help whatsoever. So we're laying in our bed. I'm looking up at the coffered ceiling, or the beautiful, you know, ceiling in our bed. And I just started crying. And I said to Gary, I said, "Baby, what are we going to do?" And he looked me in my eyes and he said, "We are going to fear not and only believe." Fear not and only believe. I literally have a bracelet with that engraved on it, and I'm looking for a bracelet with that engraved on it to carry for you in our merchandise line, because this fear not and only believe, I believe, is a major part of why I find any success in my life, in my life in any way. Do you know how many times I have had to make choices to risk it and eat a biscuit? You know, we come up to things so much. And even in my weight loss, I shared a couple podcasts ago how I've been working and working and working for 5 years. I'm only down 24 pounds after 5 years of, you know, three and a half years, no movement, hardly at all, then 10 pounds up and down and blah, blah, blah. But I have had to hang on to this fear not and only believe, because I actually became convinced, I was beginning to be convinced that I was at a weight that I was never, ever going to get below. And I hit rock bottom. I reached out to the half-size community that I'm part of, and the support I got was amazing, off the chain, and changed my life. But do you know, I had to face that I might have to fear not and only believe. That is what I ultimately had to face. I had to choose. I had to choose, because that is a fear of mine. That is a fear that I'm not going to get to my goal no matter what I do, that I would have to just literally starve to death and not have any kind of life, or go have sleeve surgery, which I do not want, because I love to eat salads and I already have some indigestion kind of things I deal with, even if I don't overeat, or you know what I mean? And I know that can aggravate that. So I'm just at the place where I had to decide, okay, all right, you've been doing this, you've been doing this, you've been doing this. And I guess for about a year and a half, I figured out what works for me to a certain extent. Am I going to fear? Am I going to fear that and let that fear control me and give up? Or am I going to only believe? I had to choose to only believe. I had to choose, but I had to get there mentally, and it was not easy. You know, many things that we find success in life at our mindset. So when I hear this, fear not, only believe, that's a mindset adjustment for me. You know, when I started podcasting, there was the fear, you know, I'm going to invest all this time and money and equipment and energy, and I'm not going to have anybody listening to me. You know, so I had to fear not and only believe. I just like you heard earlier in the program, we got invited to go to a radio interview that is a high, high honor, especially in our area, but worldwide people know about Renfro Valley. It's an amazing place. Google it and find out. It's amazing. And I am here because I didn't have fear when I first started performing. I literally had the worst stage fright I think anybody could have. I literally thought I was going to throw up and run off the stage because I was so scared. But I kept doing it and doing the fear not only believe, fear not only believe, just believe. And I really had to get to a place where I was convinced that if God was for me and Jesus was for me, then I could do anything. And that is how I got where I am today. Now, I'm not saying I'm some big thing on a stick, but I can say that I have done things that were dreams in my heart. And that to me is the most important measuring stick. I have accomplished things that I wanted to do as a child. I wanted to be a singer. I got an offer from Dow Chemical to go to college, and I actually worked for them through high school and go to college and become, you know, full-time staff with them. And I would have been retired at 55, and, you know, good thing I'm 30, wink, wink. But I turned it down. And you know why? Because inside of me, there was this dream of being a recording artist and this dream of reaching out to people and sharing what I felt like was the gift that God gave me. And I had to do it afraid, and I had to do it afraid for a long time. I mean, a long time. It took me years to get control of that, to be able to relax. And thank God I was good at projecting a confident front. No one would have known that internal torture going on inside of me. So, and that brings me to a really good point. Sometimes when you have to choose to fear not only believe or do it afraid, other people don't know because it's truly a mindset. It's truly an emotional thing, and emotions can be controlled. Emotions can be controlled. So if you have a dream in your heart, if you see yourself owning a business, if you see yourself being a mother, if you see yourself getting married, if you see yourself creating the next cure for cancer, if you, whatever that dream is, if you see yourself being on a stage and speaking to thousands and thousands of people, if you see yourself being a recording artist and writing songs and publishing songs, or going to Nashville or going to LA or whatever it is, if you just want to sell Mary Kay or Lime Life or Premier Design Store, whatever your dream is, I want to tell you today, fear not and only believe. If you've been trying to lose weight for a long time, if you've tried to be getting healthy, if you've tried, I'm sorry, to get healthy, and it seems like it's taking forever, fear not and only believe. Fear not and only believe. You can do this. You can do it. You can do it even if you're afraid, even if it looks like there's no way. You can do it. You may not believe the way that I believe, and that's fine. Faith is a powerful, powerful thing. You have to have faith. You have to believe. Fear not. Just don't be afraid of it, and reach out for it and go for it. And whatever it is, find someone who's doing what you want. Find someone who's doing what you want to do and research how they do it. And then find how you're going to do it. I love this. Plan the work and work the plan. And I'm a big advocator for making plans and then fulfilling them. And you know, sometimes the really cool thing about life is you can plan out your whole journey, and it's not going to go the way you want, and it may go a different way, and it probably will go a different way, but you'll still get to the end, and it'll be a greater, greater journey. So I hope this is an encouragement to you, because that's what I really, really want with the podcast. My dream for the podcast is to affect the lives of people. And I want to steal Jason Lienart's hashtag, making great people greater. Thank you, Jason. Making great people greater. That is what the Julie Tussey Show is all about. There is greatness in you. There is greatness in you. You may look in the mirror and not see it, but it is in there. It is like a seed, and all you have to do is water it and feed it and take care of it and nurture it. And there is greatness in you. If you have a dream, there's a reason for your dream. There's a reason for your dream. You're going to touch the lives of people that the person next to you will not reach, and vice versa. So don't be afraid today. If there's something you want to do, Find somebody that believes in you. Go to church, go to a support group, go where there's women doing or men doing the same thing that you want to do, but get around people that are fireballs. Get around people, surround yourself with fireballs. Listen to podcasts like the Julie Tessie, where you are going to be encouraged and you are going to be built up and you are going to know that you are somebody, that you are something, that you are important, you are precious, you are valuable. Your life is for a purpose. Your life is for a purpose, and until you find what makes you happy, and maybe you're happy just where you are. I don't mean to say that we all have great aspirations, you know what I mean? Maybe you're just overjoyed where you are, and I'm so thankful for that, because so many of us have been in places where we're not. But you need to surround yourself with people that will help you, and get involved and listen to podcasts like this that will encourage within you. Not just what you're hearing, but I mean, it gets your heart. It gets you, you know, that feeling in your chest where you're like, yes, yes, this is what I want. This, yes, she's right. She's so right. So that's my whole goal for the podcast, is to be an encouragement to you. And now I'm adding the women's events. We're starting out small with a luncheon, but it will grow into events. I want to go to New York. I want to go to, LA. I want to go to Miami. I want to go to Nashville. I want to go and share this and do like a 3-day convention for women, a 3-day convention or a big conference, and bring in some great speakers and bring in some great music and have a dance party. I think we're going to have a dance party. Yep, we are. I just told on myself. We are going to have a dance party at the Victress Women's Luncheon on October 20th, 2018 here in Richmond, Kentucky. Go find me on Facebook.com/ The Julie Tessie Show to get more information. If you are local in Richmond, Kentucky, Lexington, and Berea, those areas, and you want to sponsor the Julie Tessie Show, please reach out to us at thejulietessieshow@gmail.com. We are making amazing t-shirts. There's a great package. You can see it online too. You can find it online. But reach out to us and let us know. Now, if you're interested in our music, you can get our latest CD at cdbaby.com/CD/ Julie Tessie 2. Yep. Two sets of twins, 222. That's my number, 222. So again, that's cdbaby.com/CD/ Julie Tessie 2 to get the Big Blonde Baby CD. And last but not least, I want to encourage you to fear not and only believe. This is Julie Tessie telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest, baby. Don't be afraid.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can. Find us on social media at facebook.com/ The Julie Tessie Show and Instagram, The Julie Tessie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I know you're the man I want to meet. Everything about you calls my name.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.